High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good morning, everybody, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's Class D1 State Tournament semifinal round action today. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the number one team in Class D1, are taking on the squad from Plainview. Our game is good to start at 10:45. We just had the first semifinal of Class D1 played here. What a game it was. Back and forth, lead change after lead change in the fourth quarter. And it was a win for Amesworth, the Bulldogs, the number four seed in the tournament, with the win over Guardian Angel Central Catholic, 54-53. Husker football recruit Carter Nelson hit the game-winning shot with just over a second left in the ballgame to get Amesworth the win, and they advance to tomorrow morning's 9 a.m. championship contest at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So here coming up, Johnson Brock trying to get back. They won the state title last year in D1. They want to go back and try to win two in a row tomorrow morning if they can pick up a win here today. Today's opponent for Johnson Brock is Plainview. Plainview comes in here 18-7 on the season. They picked up a 47-43 win yesterday over number three seed Ansley Litchfield. Our other games are being played this morning in Class C1. Wahoo defeated Omaha Concordia. Wahoo, the number five seed, takes out top seed Omaha Concordia 49-36 to move to the championship. The Auburn Bulldogs getting ready to play on KTNC this morning against Ashland Greenwood, number one ranked, third seed Auburn, taking on number two seed Ashland Greenwood this morning. That one will tip off at 10:45 on KTNC, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of our games being live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. So that's what's coming up. Randy Gatula's over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. I got the Johnson Brock Eagles here at the Devaney Sports Center. So we are ready to cover the two area teams, Auburn and Johnson Brock, for you this morning and again tomorrow on the radio as they go for state championships. We hope tomorrow morning it'll be back-to-back at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Earlier this morning, I had a chance to catch up with Johnson Brock coach Lucas Dollinghouse. We talked a little bit about last night's win for Johnson Brock, 54-34 over Riverside. It really wasn't that easy, but a 20-point win for the Eagles. We'll come back. We'll talk with Coach Dollinghouse after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years. Sunny 101.3.
John brought those Blues to going out. Coach, last night, a 54-34 win. It looks great on paper. It wasn't that easy, though.
No, and we knew that they were going to be quick and athletic, and, you know, they were. We had some coaches tell us that the film is very deceptive. Whenever you get them on the court, you know, you're going to find that out, and we did. They had their hands on passes. You had to be strong with the ball, and they played really hard all the way to the end. So, you know, many times it felt like, okay, we can hit a shot and, you know, finish it, you know, and extend the lead, and then they would come down and hit a shot. So it was a good battle for us.
The defense is pretty good. You only gave up two quarters of five, one of six, one big quarter, but those other three are pretty good.
Yeah, we've been hanging our hat on our defense all year. You know, I think we've talked before that if our offense isn't hitting and clicking, our defense has bailed us out. It did it again.
Tell me about this new scoring machine you've got by the name of Leighton Behrens.
Well, I told somebody last night, I said, you know, he's the most unselfish player I've ever coached, or one of them. He really just knows his role on the team. You know, he knows that the other guys take a lot of shots, and he's right there to get rebounds and putbacks if we can. And in the first half, he was wide open so many times, and we didn't see him. And we talked about our court vision at halftime, not seeing the floor. And then in the second half, we started seeing him, and he finished layups. And, you know, that adds a whole nother dynamic to our offense when that can happen. He just did a great job for us.
He comes to state tournament, you got different shooting backgrounds for sure. And free throw is a big part of that. Your kids knocked down 15 out of 17 last night.
Well, and that's expected. You know, I know, like, with the twins specifically, you know, we've had them in free throw competition since they were really young. And I always told them, you know, the pressure that you feel with these competitions, we're doing this for a reason. So whenever, hopefully, you're in high school and get to play in a state tournament, that pressure doesn't matter. And last year, free throws helped win us the state tournament, and last night they really helped as well.
All right, tell me about Plainview today. They're 18-7. What's the game plan?
Well, they're quick and athletic again. You know, they've got some more shooters than maybe Riverside had. They also, you know, have kids that can score down low. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us. I think the matchup, their kids are going to be similar to our kids, size-wise, athleticism. So I don't know. We just got to go play hard and see what we can do.
All right. I know you get some scout doing this game. Good luck this afternoon.
All right. Thanks.
We'll be back more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
we welcome you back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. They get ready to introduce the non-starters as well as the starters here to the crowd on hand today at the Devaney Center. First of all, for the visitors today, that's the Plainview squad. The Pirates, 18-7 on the year for Coach Trent Simpson. He will go with Brendan Weber, a 6'2" senior. He averages 8.2 points per game on the year. 6'1" junior, Carter Lingenfelder. He averages 10.5 points per game on the season. Also starting, 5'10" junior, Jackson King, averaging 6 points per game. Cohen Lingenfelder is a 6-foot freshman. He scored 8 yesterday in the quarterfinals. And the other starter is Spencer Hilly, a 6'2" senior, averaging 13 points per game on the year. For Plainview, he had just 11 points yesterday. Jackson King scores 12. He averages normally 6 a game, but he had a dozen yesterday to help out. The Plainview squad get that opening round win yesterday as they took out in the first round here at the state tournament. A win over Andrew Litchfield, the number 3 seed, 47-43.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
For the Johnson Brock Eagles today, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse will go with this starting five. 5'9" senior, Sloan Pelican, averaging 6.8 points per game on the year. Camden Dollinghouse, the 6'2" junior, the leading scorer for the Eagles, averaging 15.2 points per game on the year. Brody Taylor is a 6'2" sophomore starter for Johnson Brock, averaging 12.4 points per game. Kason Dollinghouse is a 6'2 junior. He averages 10 points per game for Johnson Brock. And the other starter, Leighton Barron, the 6-foot senior, he'll patrol the middle. He averages 4.6 points per game on the year for the Johnson Brock Eagles. And he has been scoring more than that of the late in the district finals and here yesterday in the opening round when he poured in 10 points to help Johnson Brock get that opening round win by 20 points. Coming into the game, Johnson Brock this year, they've set a new school record allowing just 31 points per contest. Last year, they set the school record at 36 points per game allowed on defense. Well, this year, they've cut that down by 5 more, just allowing 31 points per contest. They're also scoring more than 60 points a game on the season. Johnson Brock averaging 61.8 points per contest on the season. Now, we expect a game out of Plainview where they will shoot a three, son. They shoot it pretty well, and they're going to be kind of a small, quick team, very similar to Johnson Brock as the two teams get ready to tip it off here today. We're going to take one more 60-second timeout. Be back with a tip-off to Johnson Brock and Plainview on sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Everybody here dressed in red today. Johnson Brock, red and white with the black trim. Plainview, red and white. The stands filled with red. Winner earlier, Ainsworth, they dressed in red. So we have just had a big red day here so far at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. If Johnson Brock wins this game this morning, they play for a championship tomorrow morning 9 a.m. tip-off at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Should they come up on the short side of the scoreboard today, they would play for third place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. out of the new Lincoln Northwest High School. Auburn and Class C1, if they win today, they play for the C1 state championship tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. against Wahoo at Pinnacle Bank Arena. If not, they would play for third at 1 p.m. tomorrow against Omaha Concordia. So hopefully we'll have 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. state championship basketball tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. We'll let you know as the day goes here. Again, if you're looking for Auburn Bulldog basketball, it's on our sister station, KTNC. 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM right now. Randy Gattulo over PBA bringing Auburn on KTNC. Stepping into center circle for the Pirates of Plainview, Spencer Hilly, a 6'2 senior. Go jumping up against Brody Taylor. Taylor for Johnson Brock, 6'2 and a sophomore. Johnson Brock will go left to right as we look here in quarter number one on this Friday morning. Here's the tip. Taylor controls, goes back court to Camden Dollinghouse. The junior guard will bring it up for the Eagles. Left side to Sloan Pelican. Cross the court he goes. Now to Keeson Dollinghouse. Over to Camden, right side, back out to Taylor. Taylor scored 14 yesterday in the quarterfinal. Cross to Pelican, left side from Leighton Barron. Pelican, right side now, Keeson Dollinghouse against the man-to-man defense played by Plainview. And a pass thrown away, stolen. Up the floor goes Plainview, and the man that stole it gets it back, and Carter Lingenfelder puts it up and in, and it is 2-0, the lead to Plainview here early on in this ball game. Johnson Brock back to the front court, Pelican with it. Off the right side after the turnover by the Eagles. Now with the ball right side in the baseline. It's going to be Camden Dollinghouse. Turn around into Barron. Up, no good. Rebound taken down by Carter Lingenfelder. He'll bring it up. He got the first bucket of the ball game. Just over a minute gone by here. Now Cone Lingenfelder with it. He is a freshman. Back it goes to Carter. The Cone, pass to the middle, back out for a long three, up and on the rim, no good by Carter Lingenfelder. Rebound grabbed up by the Eagles by Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to the front court, hands it off to Pelican. Pelican to Kater, a little weave out top. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse moves from the right to the left, Camden down the lane to the corner. Pelican for three, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Weber. He's going to bring it all the way himself, goes coast to coast, and Brody Kaler blocks the shot out of bounds in the paint. So Kaler with the block, and it will be Plainview basketball underneath their own bucket. Everybody in a corner of the zone. Lingenfelder looks, bounce pass in, taken away, stolen by the Eagles by Camden Dollinghouse. To the front, Taylor back to Camden Dollinghouse, right side, Kaysen. Dribbles, goes baseline, whips it back out top. Pelican for a long three, up and good. Sloan Pelican with a triple, puts his squad ahead, 3-2. 3-2, Johnson Brock gets the lead. And now to the front court, here comes Jackson King. Off he goes, shot up on the baseline by Carter Lingenfelder, no good. Follow shot up on the offensive rebound is no good. The foul is Spencer Hilly. Hilly gets the rebound and gets fouled. Brody Taylor called for the foul. That'll be the first foul of the ball game. And now at the line, Spencer Hilly, a 6'2 senior. The first one here for the tie. Three, if he makes it, it's up. It's good. 3-3 our score now. So again, ready, Spencer Hilly, gets set, dribbling, now he's ready, fires it on the way up, and hit the front edge, and it crawled in, and the lead back to Plainview, 4-3. Here comes Kaysen Dollinghouse, hands it off to Camden, weave out top, Pelican, back to Brody Taylor to the top of the key, he stops. Payson going out into the lane. Triple team to Barron. Back out to Camden. Now back Taylor for three from the left side. It's up and down. Brody Taylor puts the Eagles back up now. 6-4. Down the other way. Plainview basketball. The freshman, Cone Lingenfelder, with it. Out to the top now to Jackson King. King working right. Fends off with a forearm. Guarded by Taylor. And a long three up and good by the freshman. Cohen Lingenfelder. And now the lead goes back the other way, 7-6 for Plainview. Taylor with it out top to Pelican. Pelican, Camden Donhouse, bobbled it, got it back. Now on the right side, hands to Pelican. He dribbles left to the paint, over to Taylor for three. It's short, no good. He follows, got his own rebound. Off the glass, up and good. Taylor with an excellent job following his own shot, got it back, and the Eagles have the lead, 8-7. We've got five lead changes here in the first 4 minutes of the ball game. King with it, hands the ball off to Spencer Hilly. Free throw line, passes it back now to Carter Lingenfelder. Off to the freshman, Cohen Lingenfelder. Back out left side, driving is Hilly. In the paint, hangs close, off the rim, no, rebound to Leighton Barron. Johnson Brock up one, it's Camden Dollinghouse down the lane, it's up, it's good, and he's fouled. Two-pointer will be good for Camden Dollinghouse. He'll extend the lead. Foul on Carter Lingenfelder, his first team foul on the Pirates. And into the game, Wyatt's Growth, a 6-foot freshman. Also into the ball game for the Plainview squad, Harrison Thor. Dollinghouse at the line, ready. It's up. It's good. Don't mess with the Eagles at the line, that's for sure. 11-7, Johnson Brock with a lead, 3:45 to go, period number one. Right side of the basketball now. Plainview, look, Hilly had it knocked away and a reach-in foul on Camden Dollinghouse. His first team foul, number two in the first quarter, on Johnson Brock. 4-point Eagle lead, first quarter, 3:39 left. Backcourt, Carter Lingenfelder into a Cohen Lingenfelder. They got to be brothers. I can't believe they're not twins. They're a couple of years apart in age. They look just alike. And Cohen drives in, missed the shot. Rebound by Plainview. And a blocking foul called now on Pelican as the Plainview player made a spin. So Sloan Pelican called for the foul. His first team foul, number three, on Johnson Brock. And now inbounding from the baseline, Cohen Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder looking. Out top he goes to Carter. He'll give the ball up to Spencer Hilly. Working around the right side. Stock leaves it back to the big man Thor in the ballgame, a 6'5 junior. By far the biggest player in the ballgame. Now Cohen Lingenfelder with it. Off the right side, Hilly in the middle. Back and in. Free throw circle. Picks it out outside. Give me a steal by Taylor. Taylor drives to the baseline at the other end. Here's Camden Dollinghouse down the line. Left hand takes on two or three defenders. Lays it up and in. And the Eagles are now up by 6, 13-7. At the other end. Thor with a shot. No good. Rebound. Brody Taylor up the floor. Across it goes. It'll be Pelican for three on the iron from the wing. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Hilly. Hilly will give the ball to Cohen Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder will bring it up the floor. Off to the right side, down in the corner. Lingenfelder play catch with it. Give the ball up now to Strode. Strode out to Lingenfelder. That is Carter Lingenfelder. No good. Rebound to Barron. Layton gets it away. Now up the floor with the ball. Camden Dollinghouse to Casey. Right side, it will be Pelican with it. Taylor to the middle of the floor, pass to Camden Dollinghouse. Left sideline, Kaysen back to Camden. Drive to that paint again in the middle. Up, maybe got a part of that score. Camden Dollinghouse got it back, and he puts it up and in. He's got seven early. And Johnson Brock is up by 8 at now 15-7. Thor, the big man on the right side, back in the middle to Hilly. Hilly doubled back to Thor for 3. It's up. It's down. He splashed that one. Harrison Thor with a triple makes it 15-10. Johnson Brock by 5. Camden Dollenhouse finding success in the paint. Now it's Pelican out to Kaysen for 3 from the left elbow. On the rim, no, and a rebound grabbed up by Hilly. Hilly to the front, to the top of the key. Pass to the right side, baseline for Schroff. Back out top, Lingenfelder up, no, rebound. Tipped around, it's going to be Behrens. He'll give it up for Taylor. Ahead. Dollenhouse drives and now kicks it out to the right side. Three ball, Camden Dollenhouse. He has got the hot hand. He hits the triple, and the Eagles are up by 18-10 now. Matching their biggest lead of the ballgame here in the first quarter. 30 seconds left in the period. Cohen Lingenfelder to Hilly with the ball. Out top to Thor on the left side of the circle. He looks over to the right side. Brendan Weber with it. Bounce pass in the middle to Hilly. Hilly drives in, splits defenders, hangs, shoots, and we've got, what? Foul on the Eagles. Now, that's going to be on Camden Dollenhouse. That's his second foul. Team foul number 4. Camden's got the hot hand offensively with 10 points, but now he has 2 fouls in the ball game. See what Coach Lucas Dollenhouse has here. He's got a couple players ready to come in anyway. Spencer Hilly. 2 for 2 at the line on the day with 10.4 seconds left in the period. Trying to chip into an 18-10 lead for Johnson Brock, and it's off the mark, no good. End of the game for the Eagles, Austin Meyer, a 6'4" junior, and also checking in will be Chase Van Winkle. Chase, a 6'0" senior. Brendan Weber, number 2. Dolly, Camden will sit down. Also sitting down is going to be Leighton Behrens. So Hilly at the line, ready, fires up, and it's good. It's 1 out of 2, and now the lead is 7 again. All right, Kaysen Dollenhouse up the floor to Meyer. Right side, Pelican out to Meyer for 3 off the bank. It's up and no good. Rebound brought down by Lingenfelder. That ends the first quarter. 18-11, Johnson Brock with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit Auburn State.
Bob Vantage Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ready for quarter number 2 to get underway here today. Johnson Brock with an 18-11 lead, led by as many as 8 in the first quarter. Here we go. Auburn up in the first quarter over Ashton Greenwood, 12-6. Those two teams meeting for the 4th time in 5 years here at the state tournament. Here's a long 3 up by Carter Lingenfelder, no good. And another rebound for Brody Kaler. Taylor will bring it up, passes off. Case Van Winkle stays in the game and plays for Camden Dollenhouse. He's sitting right now with 2 fouls for the Eagles. Behrens whips the ball across the floor beyond the 3-point line. Taylor now to a Pelican. Coming out top again. Behrens with it. Now to Van Winkle. Left side, and it's going to be a drive along the baseline. Pelican out to Kaysen Dollenhouse, and he splashes a 3 ball. first bucket of the ball game for Kason Dollinghouse. Puts his team up by 10, 21-11. At the other end, Plainview. Inside. Back and in, kicking it out is Weber. Now back around the perimeter. To the top, going Lingenfelder. He'll pass it away. In it now to Jackson King. He's going to fire from just inside the three-point line. It's up. It's good from the left side of the circle. 21-13, Johnson Brock. Taylor with it. Now gives the ball away to Van Winkle. Chase gives it up again. Pelican out top. Left side, Kason Dollinghouse. Comes to the Taylor to the near side. In front of us here, court side. Kason Dollinghouse, three ball. Back to back. He buries another one. You never know. Pick your poison with Johnson Brock. Who you're going to let get those threes. Timeout on the floor. Call by Plainview. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Dunn's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dunn has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dunn's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dunn's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Plainview basketball, up the floor they come, in the person of Jackson King. He'll take the ball, the Lingenfelder boys play catch with it. Back out to the top, it goes to Hilly. Passes off, gets it right back. Hilly drives the baseline, off the glass, shot, no. Rebound, Kason Dollinghouse. Kason will give the ball ahead. Coming up the floor, now he reverses to the left and gives it to Kaler. Kaler on the right side, Van Winkle. And now give the ball off to Kaler again, right side of the floor. Picked up, he's going to shoot it and buries it. Johnson Brock on fire from the outside. That's the second triple for Brody Kaler. He's got 8 in the ball game, and the lead is big game is 14 points. Johnson Brock at 27-13. Steal by Pelican. Pelican with the steal, and here come the Eagles. Pelican's got it back now. Gives the ball to Kason Dollinghouse. He'll hand it away. Taylor wide open, top of the key, off too strong. Van Winkle with the rebound for Johnson Brock. Taylor over to Kason Dollinghouse, and he got bumped. Foul will be called on Jackson King. His first foul of the quarter. Out of the game will go Sloan Pelican, replaced in the lineup at the moment by Garrison Bowie, a 6-foot junior. Lucas Dollinghouse, the coach for the Eagles, stealing some minutes with Camden on the bench with 2 fouls here in the second quarter. Now Kason Dollinghouse working around the top of the key, passes off, gets it right back, comes near right side to Kaler. Kaler to the free throw circle. Van Winkle, right side, Bowie. Bowie moving to the left, and he'll give it to Kaler. Now out to Van Winkle again. Back to Kaler. Looking into Barron, makes the catch. Right side of the lane, dishes it off. Back to Kaler to the corner. Three ball, too strong from the left corner. No good by Bowie. Rebound brought out of there by Hilly. Hilly to the front, gets it back, and he'll hit the 15-footer at the free throw line. His first field goal, he has 5 points in the game now. The lead is 12, 27-15 for Johnson Brock. To the front, Kason Dollinghouse off to Van Winkle, now to Bowie. Bowie to the right side, Kaler, 3 balls, he sets up, and he buries another one. Now, Kaler in double figures with the 11 points in the game, his third triple, and the lead is 15 for the Eagles. The other way we go, and now King thinking about it, didn't take the 3 ball as Kaler's guarding him. And the left side, they go inside, and a foul and a bucket. Kaler will get the foul. Brendan Weber will get the bucket. Got inside the paint, a nice entry pass on the left side, and he is going to go to the line. Kaler with the foul, his second. So the 2 leading scorers for Johnson Brock now have 2 fouls each. Weber with the bucket makes it a 30-18 lead. And now the Eagles a Kaler. Now he stays in. Pelicans going to come back in on the next break in the action. 3:50 to go. Second quarter. Johnson Brock up 3-18. Jason Dolanowski for 3-0, but the bottom of the hole. The Eagles on fire from long range. Third three ball for Jason Dolanowski so far. Driving in is King. He takes the ball out to the right sideline corner. And a three-pointer for Wyatt Schroth. Schroth makes it 33-21. Come back the other way now. Johnson Brock with the ball. Who's going to take the long one this time? Dollyhouse again. Too strong. Weak side rebound brought down by Kaler on the opposite side. Gives it to Kaysen Dollyhouse. Drives the lane. Drops it in with a little teardrop shot. And he's in double figures with 11. Three Eagles in double figures already. 11 apiece for Brody Kaler. Kaysen Dollyhouse and 10 for Camden. He got all his in the first quarter. Out and a pass deflected out of bounds by Chase Van Winkle. Here comes Sloan Pelican and Austin Meyer back in for the Eagles. Sitting down will be Kaler as well as Leighton Behrens here. All right, Plainview basketball, 2:51 to play in the half. They're down by 14. Lob it out to the top now for Schroth. He's got the ball and gives up. And now King dribbles to the middle, leaves the ball off there for Hilly into the paint. Forcing his way in, up, no good. Somehow got his own rebound and a push foul on the Eagles on that rebound. Foul will be on Austin Meyer, his first. Second foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. One so far this period on Plainview. Plainview from the baseline. Inbound the ball right on the baseline. Lingenfelder with it. That's Carter. Back out of the top to King. He's going to fire a long three. It's off the mark. No. Meyer with the rebound for the Eagles. Peace and Dollinghouse up the floor. Middle. Right side, Van Winkle. Looking down to Pelican. Pelican just up off the baseline to Bowie. Right side in the middle to Meyer. Over to Keese and Dollinghouse, drives to the paint, floats it, and he got it again. He has got 13 points all here in the second quarter, and the Eagles are up by 16, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 37-21. And a ball knocked away by Meyer and picked up on the far side by Bowie. Double team dribbles out of there. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse calls a timeout to save the possession. Johnson Brock up by 16. We're back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
27-21, Johnson Brock boys with the lead over the Plainview Pirates here. In Class C1 action in the second quarter, Auburn is leading Ashton Greenwood 16-9. 69, Auburn with the lead. Jason Dollinghouse gets the ball to Bowie, drives into the paint. Back to Dollinghouse, now down to the right side with it is Hayden Gravatt. Checked into the game during the timeout. Meyer for three. Why not? Austin Meyer with a three ball for Johnson Brock. Got to be about as well as they've shot it all year. Reach in foul. The Eagles knock it away. The foul is going to be called here on Kaysen Dollinghouse. His first, third foul of the period on the Eagles. Bowie will lead the ball game back into Chase Van Winkle. Nine three-pointers already for Johnson Brock. And the other in Plainview. King forks it up on the baseline with the left and right hand. It's up. It's good. He's got his second bucket. And the lead is 17 with that. Or excuse me. Yeah, 17. Eagles were up 19 after that three-pointer down here. Now back out top with the basketball, working it around with it. Gravatt, Hayden down the right side, and it's Dullinghouse. Missed everything with a three-pointer that time. Rebound Plainview. Hilly comes out with it up the floor, and Lingenfelder for three, no good. Rebound taken down by Pelican. Kind of gets tied up with his own man there. And now they'll hand the ball off, and Hayden Gravatt will work it up. See if Johnson Brock may get away without playing Camden Dullinghouse here at all in the second quarter with those two fouls. Van Winkle, right side of the basketball. Give the ball up. Now it's Gravatt from Pelican back to the top. Jason Dullinghouse moving right, reverses. Off to Van Winkle. 18 seconds to go in the quarter and in the first half. Out top, Van Winkle. Now Dullinghouse moving left with the ball. Gets it away to Gravatt. Then over to Pelican. Six on the clock. Meyer for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Plainview. They'll get the length of the floor to no avail. At halftime, Johnson Brock 40, a 22-point second period for the Eagles. And Plainview 23, 40-23 at halftime. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back and look at the first half wrap-up. Come up on Sunny 101.3.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908. Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
As prom season approaches, Nemaha County Hospital wants to ask everyone in our community to help our youth create positive memories that last a lifetime. Please remind our high school students to make good choices. Help them plan ahead for safe transportation. Ask young drivers to avoid distractions or offer to be the driver. And never buy for or sell alcohol to underage kids. Let's make this prom season one to remember for all the right reasons.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home, yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first half for Plainview, they find themselves in a 17-point hole, 40-23. They were down by 19 at one point here in the first half today. Leading the scoring for Plainview at the moment is Spencer Hilly. He's got 5 points, 4 points for Jackson King. We've got 3 for Brendan Weber, 2 for Carter Lingenfelder, 3 for Cohen Lingenfelder, 3 for Wyatt Schroth, and 3 for Harrison Thor. They've shot it pretty well with 3 threes in the first half. They are 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. They have nobody with more than one foul in the ball game. For Johnson Brock in the first half, it was a pick 'em. Who are you going to let get you? Starting off, it was Brody Kaler. He had 5 quick points the first quarter into the first half with 11, 3 triples for him. Camden Dullinghouse scored 10 in the first quarter, and then he picked up his second foul late in that first quarter and set the entire second period. He's got 10 at halftime. Kaysen Dollinghouse did not score in the first quarter, then fired in 13 second quarter points, including three triples. He leads the way with 13, 11 for Kaler, 10 for Dollinghouse, three more for Austin Meyer, three more for Sloan Pelican, both then with three-pointers. Johnson Brock made nine triples in the first half. The Eagles 1-for-1 at the free throw line in the first half of today's game. Fouls, two on Camden Dollinghouse, two on Brody Kaler. Nobody else with more than one for Johnson Brock in the first period of this ball game, and they lead it at halftime 40-23, trying to get to tomorrow morning state championship game at 11 o'clock against Ainsworth Bulldogs. Our halftime stats brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home yet far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. 40-23 is our score in this Johnson Brock basketball game. Our title sponsor here today, Bruna Implement Company. Say thanks to them and you get a chance to figure TSIH here in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. 23 for Plainview, but 40 for Johnson Brock. The good guys leading here in the first half and at halftime. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll find out what the weather is going to do the rest of the week. It was an interesting morning here in Lincoln, and we'll hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes or so. So second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Mixed precipitation possible at times today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 40, north winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 26. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, highs around 52. A dusting of snow today. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
All right, currently here at our Sunny Studios here in Falls City, we've got 33 degrees. Cloudy skies, winds out of the north between 15 and 20 miles an hour. So we're at halftime here. Johnson Brock leading Plainville in a Nebraska State basketball action. Second half with John Nixon coming up right after this here on Sunny 101.3.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
At the Bob Devaney Center, Lincoln, Nebraska. John Nix along with you here courtside for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Class D1 semifinal round game. They lead it at halftime 40-23. Steph Tollefson at the controls. Back at Sunny Center. Running it, taking care of us, making sure. Well, he really can't make sure I sound good. That's kind of on me, but he does keep me out of trouble, which I appreciate very much. That's not always an easy job either. Johnson Brock up 40-23 at halftime. They've been hotter than a pistol from the outside, making 9 threes in the first half. Over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, that's where Randy Gatula's at this morning. And at halftime, Auburn's Bulldogs leading Ashland Greenwood 16-11, a low-scoring contest, but that's kind of to be expected. Last year, about 2 years ago, in the state championship, Ashland Greenwood beat Auburn 33-30 in the final. So those two teams, they stress defense, their coaches, and we'll see how that one goes. We're crossing our fingers for a 9 a.m. Johnson Brock D1 championship and an 11 o'clock Auburn C1 championship game tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena here on Sunny 101.3. We'll see how the second half goes for both teams here today. Again, our sponsor for today's action, Bruna Himmelman Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. It's going to be Eagle basketball, 5 minutes, we're making 8 minutes up on the clock. Brody Taylor, the sophomore, will inbound it to Camden Dawnhouse in there with the 2 fouls. Pelican is in there. Payson Dollinghouse and Leighton Behrens for Johnson Brock. Pelican left corner. Back out top. Payson Dollinghouse. 13 second quarter points for the junior. Here's Camden. Now cut it off, and now it's Pelican into the paint. Left hand spins it off the glass. It's up and down. He's got 5 in the lead. He is now 19, matching the biggest lead of the ballgame for Johnson Brock. To the front court comes Plainview with a basketball. Out there will be Tone Lingenfelder, freshman. He'll go off to Weber. Brendan Weber holds it, looks, he'll hand it away. Now to Cohen Lingenfelder again, drives up, shoots, no. Rebound tipped around, Leighton Behrens ends up with the ball for Johnson Brock. And now it'll be Brody Kaler up the floor on the right side. No, he's going to stop pass to the left. Behrens comes out, gets it, goes down the left side baseline. Kaysen Dollinghouse got around his defender and lays it off the glass for 2 more. He's got 15, and now it's a 21-point advantage for Johnson Brock. You don't really expect to get the state to get leads like that. Shot up, no good by the freshman, Cohen Lingenfelder. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. We got a whistle, we got a foul. Who's that on? Or do we not have a foul? We have traveling. We had contact. Referee was standing in front of me. Couldn't see what happened. So Trout is the call after Johnson Brock got the rebound. We had contact, and now rebounder fell down. All right, King, right side, works the free throw line, hands it off now with Carter Lingenfelder. Inside, we got a kicked ball by Barron on a bounce pass. So once again, Plainview to inbound the ball from the baseline. Owen Lingenfelder looking, lobs it in. Carter Lingenfelder able to control it. King, left side to the baseline, underneath the bucket. Pass across to Hilly, into the middle, and a bucket up and good for Carter Lingenfelder, his second hoop of the ball game, and it's 44-25. Johnson Brock with the lead on the ball to the front court, left side. Keyson Dolly's three ball. What course it goes in. He's got 5 1/4, 18 in the game, and that's the 10th triple today for Johnson Brock. To the front court, King, the lead is now 22, the biggest lead of the game. In the middle, Hilly blocks the shot, but we got a whistle and a foul. And I think the guilty party will be Barron's. Let's see. Yes, Leighton Barron's. His first team foul, number one of the quarter, at the line, Spencer Hilly. To shoot two, he's 3 out of 4 on the day at the line, averaging 13 points per contest. Hilly gets set, fires it up, and got it. He'll get another one here. Plainview's Pirates at the state tournament. Ready. Firing the free throw is Hilly. It's up. It comes off. And the rebound is grabbed up by Brody Kaler. He'll bring it up himself off the left side against the man-to-man defense of the Pirates. Hawk at 5:45 and counting down here in the third quarter. And now with it, driving, Eason Dollinghouse moving in, up, no on the shot, rebound picked off by Brendan Weber. This is a quick turnaround for Johnson Brock. They played last night at 6 o'clock, went home, went to bed, hopefully, got up early this morning, came back to Lincoln. Here's King with the ball, off he goes to Cohen Lingenfelder, now to Carter. Inside it goes, down low for Weber, back and in there. Turn, shoots, over defender, no. Good job there by Keyson Dollinghouse, and the rebound to Barron's, his fifth of the morning. Keyson Dollinghouse, baseball pass up ahead to Camden. Defender knocks away. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse points out to his son, points to his face, and says, be smart. Sometimes you can read lips, not always, but that one you could. Into the game, Harrison Thor, a 6'5 junior again, back in there. Also into the game again, Wyatt Schroth for Plainview. To the front court, here come the Eagles with the basketball. Camden Dollinghouse drives right side, up, they crawl all the way across the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Keyson Dollinghouse, gets it away to Kaler, able to throw it out of there. And now in the middle, up, no. And that was Kaler in the middle. We've got a foul on the scramble for the rebound. And it's going to be on the Plainview Pirates. Carter Lingenfelder with his second. Team foul number one of the quarter. Chase Van Winkle sits in for Keyson Dollinghouse. He sits down with 18 points here. Remember I told you last time he only had 3 points. I said, you know, he might get 30 tomorrow. Well, he's in much longer. He might. He's had the hot hand. Out top, Kaler. Sophomore goes left side now inside. Camden Dollinghouse takes a dribble, drops his shoulder into a defender, fires it off the glass for his first 2 points. Since the first quarter, he's got a dozen in the ballgame now. And the ball's knocked away by Camden Dollinghouse out of bounds in front of the Plainview bench. They line up 3 on the free throw line. The inbound is played from the side. Bring it out top to King. King going to pull up for 3. Got it. Nice tough shot there. Jackson King was 7 in the ball game. Timeout called by the Pirates. They're down by 20, 49-29. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding area.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The timeout taken by the Plainview Pirates. They find themselves in a 20-point hole here with 4:13 to go in the third quarter today at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Eagle basketball, Pelican will inbound it. Little token pressure up the floor. Kaler, no problem there. He stops the three-point line. Off to Behrens. Off now to Van Winkle, left side of the floor. Camden Dollenhouse dribbles off right side. Now Pelican. Pelican to Kaler out near midcourt. Right side, Camden Dollenhouse heads to the hole. Up off the glass. No whistle. And a foul will put him in the line to shoot a pair. Foul will go on Jackson King, his second. Second foul of the quarter on the Pirates. That wasn't a shooting foul, excuse me. As before, he put the shot in the air. Bring it into Kaler now. Camden Dollenhouse down the lane, off the glass. No. Behrens the rebound. Double team out to Kaler. Three ball from the top, short. Rebound to Behrens again. And now it is going to be Spencer. Sloan Pelican across the floor to Camden Dollenhouse. He went up and dropped, got dropped. He'll go to the line, I'm sure, this time to shoot two. He's getting up. He's checking the stars, circling his head right at the moment. Foul will be called on Harrison Thor. Harrison at 6'5". When he fouls you, you will know it. Oh, Camden went down pretty hard. He's 1-for-1 at the line today. Has 12 points. 49-29, Johnson Brock with the lead, looking to add to it. It's up. It's good. The Eagles now 2-for-2 on the day at the free throw line. They made 15 of 17 last night. Second one coming here. Up and good. Camp Dollenhouse out. Chase Dollenhouse in for the Eagles. 14 now for Camden, 18 for Case, and 11 for Brody Kaler. All three in double figures, obviously, for Johnson Brock. To the front comes King. Free throw circle, backs up. Three inside to Thor, the big man, off the glass for two. He's got five, and it's 51-31. To the front, Kaler across the timeline. Three more Pirates getting ready to come in on the next break. It's Carter Lingenfelder knocking the ball away on the pass forward. Into the game will come Brent Weber back in. Also back in Cohen Lingenfelder. And back in once again is Corbin Kement, a 5'10 junior. Austin Meyer, 6'4 junior, in for the Eagles now. Camden Dollenhouse back in the ball game as well. Pelican out top. Between the circles. Pass the right side. Camden Dollenhouse forces his way in. Shoots it. Missed it. Fouled on the basket on the shot. And we'll go back to the line. Foul on Cohen Lingenfelder. His first foul and the fourth team foul of the quarter. So Camden Dollenhouse back to the line where he just made two. He's got 14 points in the game. It's on the way up. Short. He'll get another one. Auburn extending their lead in the third quarter up by 15 over Ashton Greenwood, 26-11 now. Wow. Ashton Greenwood looked really good yesterday. Up and good, so did Auburn, but Ashton Greenwood. Auburn, they won 1-2. They had control of the game early, a 17-point lead. Held on to the win. Here we go the other way, 52-31 after the good free throw by Camden Dollenhouse. Out top, Lingenfelder off to King. Good defense by Johnson Brock. That's been a staple all year, and especially here this weekend so far. King driving in, cut off by Kaler. He'll back up for three, short off the rim. Rebound. What a fight for that rebound. Ending up with the rebound is Camden Dollenhouse. Ahead up the floor to Kaysen, leaves it back to Pelican. Sloan off to Kaysen Dollenhouse, left side of the floor, backing in, spins away to Camden. Back and in, down the left side, left hand up, left hand down, and he is fouled for the third consecutive shot. This time he'll get the bucket and the free throw. 17 now for Camden Dollinghouse. Foul is on Weber. Brendan picks up his first foul. Team foul number 5, Judge Brock and the bonus, final 2:10 of the quarter. In for the Eagles comes Garrison Bowie again, a 6-foot junior. And now Dollinghouse back of the line. It's up. It's off. No good. It's always surprising when they miss. He's an 81% free throw shooter on the year. Up the floor, Thor got the basket, got the rebound. Now King with it, forced his way in, lost it, taken away. Camden Dollinghouse, he pushed it away to Meyer, back to Dollinghouse. Up the floor comes Camden. Top of the key, right side, Meyer. Thought about it. He made a triple earlier in this ball game. Off it goes, Kaysen for 3. Of course it goes in. Kaysen Dollinghouse with 21 in the game. That's at least 11 triples here for Johnson Brock in this game. Up by 26 now, biggest lead of the game. Three-pointer off the mark by Weber. Brendan Weber can't connect. Kaler with the rebound. On the run the other way to the right corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse, 3-ball. Missed one. Holy cow, the press. We have a headline. Kaysen Dollinghouse has missed from a three-point range shot. The other way we go now with it. Jackson King at the top of the key. Kept on going. Dollinghouse, Kaysen went for the steal. Then knocked away by Bowie over there on the far side. Weber drives in up, no good, but a blocking foul on Johnson Brock will put him in the line. Kaysen Dollinghouse had to retrieve his shoe. He's heading out of the game. So the foul is on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That would be his second foul. Second foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. Weber at the line, 1-for-1 today. He sets, he fires, it's up, no good. He'll get another one here. 62 seconds left to go in the quarter. Back in Hayden Gravatt and also Chase Van Winkle for Johnson Brock. So Camden Dollinghouse is the only starter in the ballgame right at the moment for Johnson Brock. Free throw up and good. And it's 57-32. Coming the other way, 25-point Eagle advantage. Camden Dollinghouse cut off, gives it out top to Van Winkle. Now swing it to the top to Bowie. Bowie goes over the other way. Now back to Camden Dollinghouse, 40 seconds to go. They might hold for one here if they can. That's what Coach Lucas Dollinghouse says. Stands up, holds up one finger. Now with it, Hayden Gravatt works the right side of the floor. Now out to the top to Meyer. Austin. Works the ball across court now. Van Winkle again with it now right side. To the top to Camden Dollinghouse for 20 seconds. We'll see if they come guarding. He's going to go to the left corner near midcourt. No count going right at the moment. He'll get a screen. He's going to drive all the way in. Fires it up. No. Whistle and a foul again. And back goes Camden Dollinghouse to the free throw line. Foul goes on Corbin Commit. His first, and they're over the limit. But either way, Dollinghouse is shooting free throws. He's 3 out of 5 here in the third quarter. 4 for 6 in the game. 5 for 7 in the game. That one bounced all around the rim. The lead is 26 points. That's the biggest lead of the game so far. It matches one here a few minutes ago, 58-32. Free throw up. Good. Camden makes them both, and Johnson Brock finds themselves up 27 points, 59-32. Now, and no starters in for Johnson Brock now. Into the game. Who checked in there? Where's he at? I'll find him. Over there on the far side. Here's a three-pointer at the buzzer. Up, no good, and grabbing the rebound. Grady Barron, who just checked in. Grady Barron gets the rebound, and that ends the quarter. 59-32, Johnson Brock with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business.
call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, one quarter to go. Johnson Brock, 8 minutes from a championship appearance for the second straight year. They lead 59-32 to start the fourth quarter, up by 27 points. Auburn up. Here's a shot in the paint, up and good. The other end for Plainview by Spencer Hilly. He's got 8 points in the ball game now. Auburn is leading in the fourth quarter, 28-14 over Ashton Greenwood. I understand that Maverick Binder scored 10 in a row for Auburn here at one point. Here's a turnaround by Kason Dollinghouse. 12-footer left sideline, or the corner right of the free throw line, up and good. He leads the way with 23, 61-34. King drives in, hand-checking foul on Brody Taylor. He looks over to the bench and goes, "Coach, I didn't think I did that." Brody called for the foul, his third, first foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. Inbounding will be Cohen Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder out top, chasing it down, giving the ball back in there to Jackson King. I tell you what, Johnson Brock's going to face a tough team tomorrow. Here is a shot up and good by Carter Lingenfelder. He's got six, and lead is 61-36. Not to put the cart ahead of the horse, but when you are up by 26 points in the fourth quarter, you can expect to win. Ainsworth waiting. Husker football recruit Carter Nelson waiting for Ainsworth. Free throw or long shot for three for Pelican. No, rebound to Behrens. Behrens into Camden Dunout. Here's another headline. He made a basket and did not get fouled. 21 for Camden Dollinghouse now. Lead 63-36. Nelson had a big reverse dunk earlier today. Here's a three-pointer up. No good. Shot by Lingenfelder. That was the junior. Carter Lingenfelder. No good. Another rebound for Leighton Behrens. I got him for seven of those today. And let's see how long Coach Dunhouse goes with his starter here. Into Camden. Inside. Missed it. A fight. Oh, man. Camden Dunhouse gets hit. Sandwich hit hard, landed awkwardly. And he's going back to the free throw line. He's been there most of the second half. Wow. On Cohen Lingenfelder, his second. And that will be the first foul of the head quarter. Camden Dollinghouse line, and he missed one again. 21 points for Camden, 23 for Kason. Camden ready again. Up. And got it. 64-36, nearly a 30-point lead, 29-point advantage for Johnson Broad. Auburn up by 12 in the fourth quarter at Pinnacle Bank, 28-16 in the fourth. On the right side now, Hilly with it. Back it goes to King. Over to Lingenfelder, that's the freshman. The King drives in, up and under move, no, and a rebound by Behrens. Leighton gives the case and Dollinghouse ahead to Pelican. He drives in with the left hand. Good job getting back and blocking that shot out of bounds. That was a nice play. I think that was Weber or King got back there. Blocked that shot by Pelican. He'll bring it into Kaler. Catches, shoots. No. Pelican with the rebound for the Eagles. Right side. Case and Dollinghouse drives in. Finger roll. No. Kaler can't get it to go. We got a whistle and a foul. And I think back line will go Keith and Dollinghouse. Yes, it will. So the foul is on Lingenfelder. That is Cohen, the freshman, his third. And now Keith and Dollinghouse at the line. This is his first trip to the line today. It's up. It's good. He, too, is an excellent free throw shooter. Harrison Thor back in, 6'4", 6'5", junior. Corbin Komet in at 5'10", junior. for Plainview. All right, Case and Dolan now up and in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Komet. 24 points now for Case and Dollinghouse. Front court. Go the Eagle or go the Plainview Scott. Taylor blocks it. And it comes down to Case and Dollinghouse. And up the floor comes Johnson Brock in a slow pace. Pass. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Good hands out there by Carter Lingenfelder. Dude, that was Cohen, the freshman, number four, not one. No, it was Carter, number one. Holy cow. The Eagles bring it into the backcourt. Camden to Kaysen. Up the floor on the right side to Camden. Bounce pass down to Pelican on the right block. Looking, needs help. Oh, he lobs out and jumping in the air, saving it from backcourt was Kaler. Now a skip pass. Kaysen done out, dribbles over. Camden for three. Got it. Excellent ball move. Kaysen left corner. Cross court right corner. To Pelican and out to the top. It goes to Camden Dollinghouse, who now has 25 in the game. Here's a steal on Camden Dollinghouse. Driving in. Layup is good. He's got 27 now. And the lead is 34 for Johnson Brock. 70-36. We'll take a timeout and back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Bob Devaney Sports Center. Johnson Brock with a 70-36 lead, 34 points. Here's a steal by Hayden Gravatt, who entered the game. Chase Van Winkle's in. He'll give it up to Austin Meyer, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Plainview. I believe the starters may be done here for the Eagles today. They may be done for both teams, the way it looks at the moment. Chase Van Winkle inbound the ball, gets it in there for Garrison Values in. Shoots, and no, rebound brought down by Harrison Thor. Van Winkle, Meyer, Bowie, Gravatt, and also in there for Johnson Brock, Grady Behrens at the moment. 4 minutes to go in quarter number four. This will give you a chance for Johnson Brock to rest your starters a little bit for tomorrow's 9 a.m. game. Shot up, no good by Komet. Rebound to the Eagles, bring it out. Ahead up the floor, Hayden Gravatt now. All you want to do is run the offense. Off the left side with the ball now, Garrison Bowie. He'll go into the paint. Kicks it out, and a three-pointer up, in and out. No good that time by Behrens. Follow-up by Meyer. It won't go, and a rebound to Harrison Thor. Auburn up by a dozen, fourth quarter at PBA, 28-16. Maybe we'll get our wish tomorrow and have back-to-back championship games on Sunny. Off the left side of the basketball, a three-pointer up. No good by Wyatt Schroth. Rebound picked off by Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle up on the right side with a pass ahead to Behrens to Gravatt. Hayden will give the ball up, and now with it, Bowie. Back it goes, Gravatt down the lane. Trip to the basketball there by Gage Walton. And the ball knocked out of bounds off of the Eagles. So into the game now for Johnson Brock, Rowan Benham, 6'4" senior. Rowan Benham checks in there. But now with the ball coming up the floor, Wyatt Schroth. Schroth with it. Pass off left side. Back out top for Thor, the big man, for three from long distance. Off the front, no good. Rebound, scramble. Nobody's got it yet. Finally controlled by Benham. Rowan ends up with the rebound. Also in there for the Eagles right now is Robert Gravatt, a 6'2 sophomore. Out on the left side, dribble drive, Bowie shoots, misses. Rebound to Thor. Up the floor with the outlet. Gets it ahead to Command. He'll drive. He'll shoot with a whistle and a foul. Shot no good with 2:15 to go. And the Eagle fans, especially the student section, are here starting to feel it a little bit. Foul on Robert Gravatt. His first, second foul of the quarter on Johnson Braun. Corbin Command to shoot two. Ready. Fires, misses, short, no good. The Pirates, now 6 out of 9, 6 out of 10 with that one, at the free throw line today. Free throw up, off the backboard, no good. Rebound grab by Chase, or excuse me, not Chase, but by 15, Garrison Bowie. Come the other way, do the Eagles. With it is Hayden Gravatt. And a shot up, no good. The foul on the rebound will go against Plainview. Foul will be on Corbin Command again. He's got 2-3 team fouls this quarter on Plainview. It comes in. It's controlled by Hayden Gravatt in the paint. Out of there for a long two. It's up. It's good. Robert Gravatt had his foot, right foot behind the line. Left foot was on the line. It's a two-pointer, and the lead is 72-36. Johnson Broad counting down the minute 35 to go here for the state championship game tomorrow against the Ainsworth Bulldogs. A lot of red tomorrow. Free throw lane up, no in the paint, no good. Benham with the rebound for Johnson Brock, and up the floor with comes Hayden Gravatt. Fires off the glass, no. Scramble for the rebound. Benham runs it down in the corner. Back out top to Hayden Gravatt. Coach Dollenhouse wants a timeout. He's got more players he wants to put in the ball game here. Checking in for the Eagles. 33 is Gage Rasmussen. And 21, Chris Melvin coming into the game. We're just changing players, so we're not going to do anything but change some players here. Johnson Brock took the timeout. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. tip time, the Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Ainsworth Bulldogs, interestingly enough, they have the exact same Bulldog and insignia as Auburn, even the A, exactly like Auburn. Pass into the middle. And the ball goes into Rowan Benham. It's knocked away from him, out of bounds by Plainview with a minute to go. Bring the ball out to the top with the basketball now. It's Chris Melvin. Pass the middle to Benham. Brings the ball down, dribbles it, and it's knocked away again by Plainview. The Eagle fans want Benham to get a bucket. Senior. Take it inbound. He'll take it. Now Rasmussen. Benham posted up down low on the right side. They get in the ball. He dribbles. He kicks it back out. With the ball now is Rasmussen again. And dropped it. Got it back. And turnover on a double dribble with 42 seconds to go. In the ball comes to Wyatt Schroth. Stay tuned for our postgame show brought to you by Farm Bureau Services. Ball City and Auburn on the right side. If the ball will be Command. Command gives away out top now in the hands of Braden Command. Freshman again. Oh my God, one senior on this team. No, two seniors, six juniors, and three freshmen. No sophomores on this squad for Plainview. Final 10 seconds of the ball game. Here's a shot in the paint. Up, no good by Cole, or by Corbin commit, rebound to the Eagles, Chris Melvin, ahead it goes, cross court, and that ends the game. Your final score for Johnson Brock, Eagles 72, Plainview Pirates 36. The Eagles win their 35th in a row, they're 27-0 this year. They'll play for the championship tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We'll come back and wrap this one up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our scoring summary, the stat brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. See Jay Gertosh, Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Final score, 72-36. Johnson Brock with the win. They're now 27-0 on the year. They've won 35 consecutive basketball games. Plainview finishes the year 18 wins and 8 losses. Plainview led by Spencer Hilly with 8 points of the day, 7 for Jackson King, 6 for Carter Lingenfelder. We have 5 for Harrison Thor, 4 for Brendan Weber, and 3 each for Kona Lingenfelder and Wyatt Schroed. They went 6 of 11 at the free throw line in today's game. Again, a young team, 2 seniors, 6 juniors, 3 freshmen, no sophomores for this squad from Plainview. Congratulations on a good year. They'll play for third tomorrow against Guardian Angel Central Catholic. For the Johnson Brock Eagles today, the leading scorer ends up being Camden Dollinghouse with 27 points. Now, Camden scored 10 in the first quarter. Right at the end of the first quarter, he picked up his second foul. He set out the entire second quarter. Then he came in, scored 9 in the third quarter, and 8 in the fourth quarter for a total of 27. Twin brother Kason Dollinghouse, he didn't score in the first quarter, but he came in and ripped off 13 second quarter points. He then went in with 8 more in the third quarter and ends up the game with 24 points today. Brody Kaler got the Eagles off to a quick start. He had 5 in the first quarter, ended the game with 11 points. It's 5 for Sloan Pelican, 3 for Austin Meyer, and 2 more for Robert Gravatt. Johnson Brock went 8 out of 12 at the free throw line in today's game. They made a dozen three-pointers on the day. 12 three-pointers for Johnson Brock on the morning here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So they will. I mean, your goal is to get to Pinnacle Bank Arena and play for the championship, but Johnson Brock, after a 20-point win last night and a 36-point win today, they would probably love to come right back here to Bob Devaney tomorrow morning and play for the championship. But we'll move across town a little bit, not very far to the Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we'll have the championship. Johnson Brock against the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Ainsworth won earlier today here in the first game this morning at 9 o'clock. Ainsworth picked up a win in D1 over Guardian Angel Central Catholic, 54-53 on a buzzer beater. They scored with 1 point 7 seconds left. I guess on a buzzer, 1.7 seconds is what they had left when the winning shot, what turned out to be the winning shot, went through the net. And they got the winners on a bunch of lead changes late in that fourth quarter of that ball game this morning. So it'll be Ainsworth and Johnson Brock for the state championship tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. will be the tip time on Sunny 101.3. We'll be on the air about 15 minutes before that with pregame coverage. We hope to follow that up with Auburn in the state championship in Class C1. Auburn is leading at the moment 36-27 over Ashton Greenwood, and the championship game would take on Wahoo tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. That is going to wrap it up. We need to go. It looks like by my watch, our summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. And, of course, our sponsor for all of our action, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. They also serve you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. For Seth Tollison, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon, saying good day today. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning from Pinnacle Bank Arena.